State ascoltando a CJLO 1690 AM a Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News.
I have been abducted by the Israeli Navy, probably in international waters. Please do what you can to ensure my and my colleagues' safety and our safe return to our homes.
You just heard the voice of Ehab Lotaif, a Montreal-based writer, poet, and staff at McGill University. Lotaif was one of the 400...
Don't cry.
1690, welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I am out of breath because I was running up and down the stairs for no particular reason other than I can't. Hope you guys have a great, you know, week because it's been pretty chaotic. All right. So today we have another great interview with the one and only Cammy Jacobs. But we also have three back-to-back. Oh my God, I can't catch my breath. We're good. All right. We have the first song is going to be Realness by Dreams Girls and Shortcake from Dream Girls' newest EP that just came out today called Eternal. We also have a brand new song called Supersonic by Energy called Sonic from his latest album called Sonic Boom. Can't wait to hear that. And oh my God, we're good. We also have a new song from a new EP called Golden Tears by Midas, Talzy, and Malice, a song called Highway 20. I can't wait for you guys to hear every single thing we're about to do tonight because it's going to be amazing. I can't wait to grab some water. It's going to be awesome. But yo, let's get right into it, shall we? So yo, Realness by Dreams Girl and Shortcake. Let's get it 69 to come up.
Got no limit. I be getting money.
selling kilos. Took a trip to Bali for the holiday. In a show, I give entertainment. And I got these bitches trying to confiscate. Front row, flashing hella teeth. No, no more writing a book for this life. I cannot choose. Cannot lose. I cannot afford to lose. I cannot afford to lose. Rockin' smell like Jimmy Choo. Riding through the beer, riding the boo.
Supersonic. Sonic my boom. Burst my speakers. 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 Where my disciples? Call on the rebels. We bout to get them. We bout to get them. I say we bout to get them. We bout to run. I'ma press that fork, nigga. We gon' get them. Party on me.
Listen, I don't got time, it's looking gloomy. I'm trying to make this life of mine turn to a movie, and I won't give up. No, I can't. Shit is not funny till I'm left into the bank. They shoot the pistol, hear a bang. The race is only starting and I cannot feel a thing. My niggas start lighting up, they cannot feel a thing. One glance, now she's smiling and she wanna wear the ring. I need the money, I won't give up. She the honey that I need to be with. Hit me with a stinger. It's strange how my life will change. Once my name get bigger, they ask Midas how you notice. I just gotta can't get bitter. Never take a sip, I always plunge into her river. Drinking apple cider, man, this life so sweet and sour. I've been lonely in my tower with the heaviest of armors. Never take a break, I'm still after the commas. Cut them up before they do me dirty for my karma. Cause once I feel the blow, I can't rest till they feel trauma. Still dodging the drama, never fuck with yes man. Shorty is a 10, wanna kiss, it's a yes then.
Sur la vin, j'finis seul le soir. Sur la vin, j'investis ma peine. I wave, j'finis seul ton nom. Dans la whip, j'ai commis mon train. J'ai noyé toute ma peine avec tout ce que j'ai blessé. J'te jure j'essaie. J'voulais j'te tente avec des pisses, mais la vie m'a pas raté. Ma haine m'appelle. J'ai cheval pour le coffre, la ressole pour mes proches. Bébé j'verrai pas de catch, je laisse tomber ça. J'dois dire de Saint-Michel, mes péchés roulent dans l'aile. C'est plus qu'un mode de vie, ça bure tout mon mental. À ma conscience, j'ai des aveux à faire. On se fait du mal à l'aveuglette depuis l'âge de guerre. On se fait la guerre, on se fait la paix, j'ai mis genoux à terre. T'avais déjà fait carré, revers qui pied dans la pute flèche.
Mais j'suis plus ce genre de temps à perdre. J'fais des TikTok avec ma petite femme. J'parle business avec mes gars. J'm'endors sur des clips de rap. T'as cette genre comida. On y va à fond. Ose tout des chaises pliables entre quatre murs et un plafond. On se par semaine, on se la split à deux. Le roi, la reine, on charge de casse, t'es carré ma gueule. Sous mon armure de Sapporo, j'suis le knight. Le nez blanchi, elle voulait danser toute la night.
Sur la vin, j'finis seul le soir. Sur la vin, j'investis ma peine. À wave, j'finis seul dans l'or. Dans la whip, j'ai commis mon train. Sur la vin, j'finis seul le soir. Sur la vin, j'investis ma peine. À wave, j'finis seul dans l'or. Dans la whip, j'ai commis mon train.
1690, that's right, bro. Three back-to-back bangers, bro. Realness, Supersonic, and Highway 20. Dream Girls, Shortcake, Energy, Midas, Tall Z, and Malice, bro. What a crazy lineup to start off the night. I just got back my breath from running up all those stairs. Thank God that we made it. And I'm so happy that we did, because now we finally get to start the show. And without further ado, guys, let me introduce you guys to the one and only Camille Jacobs. How are we feeling tonight?
I'm really good. How about you?
I'm tired. I'm really good, but we're going to be all right. So, yo, without further ado, let's just get into it. So, let's talk about you. So, introduce yourself to the audience. Who is Camille Jacobs?
Well, hello. My name is Camille Jacobs. I am 19 years old. I'm a young artist. I do a bunch of stuff. So I model a lot. I'm an influencer, and I mostly do music. I always love to be in front of the camera, so like doing video clips for me and creating stuff with my music. It's really, really awesome. Like, I really like doing that. So with my music, I started to post myself and post on Spotify and Apple Music and everywhere, like, I don't know, like 2 years ago. And I really love doing that now, and especially just all creating, like, it's not just creating the music, like, you create the music, you create all your lyrics, and it comes from real emotions in my songs, and afterwards, you really, like, promote all your music, and you do visuals for it, and content, and it's really, really cool, and yeah, I really... That's me.
That's really cool. So you're like a real content creator, basically.
Yeah, I like doing a lot of things and post it on social media, yeah.
I like that. So wait, you started this 2 years ago, correct?
Well, the music. The music. Yeah. But I always been like out there. I did a lot of improv. I did a lot of improv, and I was in an agency, acting agency before.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so I did a lot of... like, I'm out there, yeah.
That's what's up. So, wait, have you been in, like, any shows or movies?
I did a lot of, like, because I did a lot of theater also. So, I did a lot of, like, theater shows. But not really, like, I did a couple figuration. How do you say that in English?
I have no idea what
like
that is.
Like, like, not somebody, like, not the main actor.
Oh,
like
extras.
Extras, yeah.
That's really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, I did a couple of that. But, yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool. So, like, for, like, shows or just, like, for commercials?
Commercials and shows, yeah.
That's really
Both.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what made you want to go from actress to singer?
Yeah, honestly, like, I don't know. Like, I always... Like, since I was small, I always wanted to be an actress and, like, be a Hollywood actress and whatever, be super popular. And, like, I don't know, like, since I started doing music, because I always played piano and I always sing since I was, like, really, like, a baby. Like, I always been doing that. And so, like, me, with a lot of stuff happening in my life, I started writing songs and writing about my emotions, and after, like, when I knew I could post about my music and post my songs and do my own chords and melodies and stuff like that, I really, like, sorry, what was the question? I really forgot.
What made you want to go from actress to singer?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, like, because the actress thing is, like, I always wanted to be in front of the camera and act and all that stuff. But I realized with the music, like I said before, like, it's all, like, it's not just the music. Like, it's all the visuals and stuff like that also. So I can act in my video clips and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I like that a lot, honestly. That's
so, like,
cool.
The music regroups everything. Yeah.
I like that. And, is acting something that you want to, like... Is there one that you want to, like, focus more on specifically? Like, would you want to, like, go back to acting eventually?
I think that... Honestly, I would like to like continue more in my music, because like it regroups really everything from art, and like especially like if I'm doing a song, I talk about my emotions. It makes me like
more connected, basically.
Yeah, more connected, and after for my visuals, for my video clip, I love fashion also. I can put whatever fit I want to put in the video clip, and like I don't know, it's just like a lot of art in the music industry, and I really like it.
It's very very fluid when it comes to like
yeah.
art. You can do so much with it, and I think that's very cool, especially with like not just fashion, but also like you said, like with videos and like acting. You can basically just Jennifer Lopez, basically.
Yeah,
yeah. Which is very cool. Shout out to her. Yeah. So talk to us about these songs. So we are playing four songs.
Yeah.
A tes côtés, Jugé, and Negativity and Ruyi. So wait, what was the most recent one?
The most recent one was Ruyi.
Ruyi, that's what's up. So talk to us about that song specifically. So what was the process behind that? I know you have a lot of French songs too, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the balance like when it comes to like doing songs in French or like doing songs in English?
Well, honestly, it really comes with like, because basically how I write a song is really because like of a, it's like my emotions. I don't know, like when I'm dealing with something in my life, I write about it and I have my piano in my room and I just make my chords, and after like I try to find lyrics for it, and I don't know, it just really comes with the flow, I guess, the vibe that of the song. If it goes in French or sounds better in English, I don't know.
Some days you just feel French and some days, like on Tuesdays and some
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. Honestly, I think that's very cool. But mm-hmm. we're going to save that one for last, but we're also going to have, we're going to start with the two French ones, A tes côtés and Jugé.
Okay.
And honestly, I can't wait to get into it. So yo, this is a worldwide exclusive 1690 Cammy Jacobs, the White Boy with Sauce. We're going to premiere A tes côtés and Jugé right here, right now. Let's get it.
Thank you. prendre des gros risques et ça vous fait peur. Je sais que jour et nuit je vous déçois, mais vous ne pouvez pas me changer comme ça. À chaque fois je rentre et la bagarre commence, et c'est pour ça que j'ai.
Halifax basements to Newfoundland kitchens, Atlantic Canada has always punched above its weight. Tune in every other Sunday at 8, Montreal time, for Eastern Promises, celebrating the exceptional music of the Maritimes and Newfoundland and Labrador. Join me, Donald Roberge, for new discoveries, music news and interviews, and to hear everything from traditional and Acadian sounds to indie, metal, hip-hop, and more. That's Eastern Promises, every other Sunday at 8, on CJLO 6090 AM and at CJLO.com.
FM Fest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sada Rania and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead. The show continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops, 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 MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizar, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec nihilism front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
'69, we back at it again, the come up. The White Boy with Sauce, Cammy Jacobs, and the one and only Mars, who just walked into the building. How you feeling, man?
Feeling good, you already know.
That's what's up. How you feeling, Cammy Jacobs?
I be doing good.
So we just heard your two songs, bro, A Tes Côtés and Jugé. How you feel about that?
Oh my God, I love, Jugé is my favorite one, and probably the public's favorite one also.
Honestly, I like it a lot too. It's very, it's very cinematic, I guess. It's very, I think it just sounds very good.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So let's talk about that. What was the process behind these two songs?
First of all, Jugé, the process for it, well, honestly, like, it was, it came from real emotions, and I, in my room, and I have my piano doing my chords, and trying lyrics, and trying to record myself, and after, I go to the studio, and record my song, and yeah, honestly, it's really just trying a bunch of things, and seeing if it's good or bad, and creating a song. And when I go to the studio, I go do it professionally. And after, like, I didn't expect that song to, like, bump that much. Like, I think it had, like, more than 22K.
Yeah, I think it has, like, a good portion. It has, like, how much does it have? Let's see. Oh, it has, 22,000. Yeah, that's very spot on, actually. Very good. But honestly, yeah, very good. And so, when you write your songs, like, do you actually write them? Or, like, do you kind of just, like, not freestyle it, but, like, kind of just, like, see where it takes you? Because I know a lot of people, you just, like, they sing it, but, like in the moment, sort of.
Me, it's always in the moment. Like, when I do my songs, I'm always, like most of my songs, like, it comes from, like, real emotions, like I said, but, like, more, like, negative emotions, like, when I'm crying and shit like that, So, yeah. So, when I'm in my room, sometimes I'm, like, crying, and I'm just, like, writing and trying melodies, and sometimes, like, I'm crying so much, so, like, the melody won't come out right from my mouth, but I try, and sometimes it sounds good, sometimes I don't, and I just, I improvise. Sometimes I just start with a melody and see where it goes from there. Yeah.
No, 100%. Honestly, it's such a raw emotion. Even, like, when it comes to, like, the songs in general, you can almost feel, like, just, like, the pure passion, I guess. I think that's honestly very cool. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about A Tes Côtés. That's a bit of a different song, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah.
What was the process with that one?
That one, once again, real emotions. Me crying in my room. Writing
Are you
a song.
Okay? You
good? I'm good. Yeah. I'm fine. But, it came from real emotions, and I wrote this song. Went to the studio, and honestly, with the producer, I tried a couple things. Like, I really wanted the song to be, like, cinematic, and, like, at the beginning of A Tes Côtés, it's pretty soft, but, like, towards the end, there's, like, drums, like, if it was, like, in a movie or something like that, right. And I did a video clip for that song also, and it's, like, really cinematic also, yeah.
Honestly, I really like it. It gives off very, movie soundtrack vibes. Mm-hmm, it's like the main character is about to die, but he's got too much to live for.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you do, like, a soundtrack for a movie, actually?
I would. Honestly, I would love that.
Like a James Bond?
Like movie? I think, like, more of a, like, romantic medieval movie.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Is that, like, your favorite genre?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Do you have, like, a favorite movie?
Favorite movie? I have a lot.
I will judge you for this, by the way.
I like comedy movies a lot. I like Step Brothers.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good movie.
That's very good.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And what about, you said medieval vibes, right?
Yeah.
Is there a specific medieval movie that you're into?
I like Le Comte de Monte Cristo. That's really good. I saw the new one. Did you see the new one?
My mom loves it.
Yeah? It's really, really good.
I can check it out, but I watched the original one.
Yeah, but there's a new movie that came out not long ago, and it's really, really good. Like, the visuals are so, so good and made me cry so much. Yeah.
Honestly, I do. Do you know what it is?
Honestly, same thing. My mom loves it. She always talks to it. Yeah. But I've never watched it. I don't know.
It's actually really good. But this dude was, like, kind of, like, he's not stupid, but, like, he starts off kind of, like, how do you say this? Like, he doesn't know how to read, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, he's also kind of poor, but he has the girl of his dreams. Yada, yada, yada. But he has his best friend, who's kind of rich.
Okay.
Then, like, I think, like, what happens? Like, he fakes his death. The guy fakes his death and, like, or tries to kill him so he can get the girl. Was it something like that?
Well, the movie, yeah, like, it was, like, the guy, the girl, he, like, the guy that loved the girl thought he was dead.
Right.
And the guy really loved the girl, and he waited, and he was in prison for a long, 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 a lot of years. And when he came out of prison, like, he digged to get out of prison, and when he got out, like, he saw that the girl he loved, she was with another man. Damn.
Yeah, oh damn. We feeling that lately, for real. But... Yeah, no, but after he ends up becoming rich.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He finds,
yeah.
Like, at least he gets rich, you know, stuff. So yeah, yeah. Just focus on your fashion. And
get your
wearing.
Paper. Yeah. Get your money. It's all that matters. It doesn't matter. But yo, honestly, very cool. Very cool indeed. And what about you? Do you have a favorite movie?
Favorite movie? My God. Honestly, I love Lord of the Rings, bro.
I've never seen a single one.
Oh, yeah.
I have never seen... Yo, I heard that loud. I have never seen a single Lord of the Rings movie.
I know, even Hobbit. You didn't watch Hobbit?
Neither. Oh, I'm more science. I love Star Wars.
Okay.
Star Actually, Wars. I hate. Well, it depends. I have
a very, you hate or love?
I have a very love hate relationship. Because I don't like the new Star Wars. I hate the new ones.
But yeah, the new ones.
Like episode 8, 9. Rogue One is only good from the last 30 minutes. Everything else is filler. Everything else is filler. Everything
can't
else
be
is
friends
filler.
Anymore.
Someone's quit. Walking home tonight. Wait, anyways, not the point. But I'm more science fiction. But okay. I also love Western. Like, my favorite movie of all time is Django Unchained.
Mm.
You know Django Unchained.
I know, yeah.
Thank God, bro. Someone didn't know it last time, and I got so upset. But honestly, Count of Monte Cristo, very, very good. But honestly, I just thought about this. Would you be down to do like a musical one day? Since you like, do acting and
like a theater.
Like a theater. Yeah. Kind of like what's that one movie with the lion?
Like Footloose? No, the Lion King?
No. Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The green one.
Yeah, I would love doing that. Yeah. Because I'm really allies in front of the camera and mm-hmm. I love singing. So, yeah.
But yo, honestly, I actually watched that movie for the first time. What's it called? It's Ariana Grande. And
Wicked.
Did you?
I didn't see it but everybody.
I hated it.
You didn't like it?
I do have a bit of a love-hate relationship with musicals because High School Musical is pretty lit.
Yeah, it is.
But Wicked was just... Okay, hang on. Does anyone like Wicked before I start shitting on it?
Nice show, bro.
Okay, thank God. It sucked. It was corny as hell. I hated it every second. And I watched it with my grandmother and she hated it. She's like, take this out. It's horrible. Because they just keep singing. Mm. Like, they would stop for acting and they would sing again. They're like, oh... This is another song. All right. It's like 3 hours long, by the way.
But that's the musical part of it.
Yeah, but it's yeah, but it's also like a movie, it's right? Like,
I think you just don't get it.
No, I do. It's just like... It was long.
Well, yeah.
I hate it.
It's like the opera, you know? There's a story behind it.
I actually never been to the opera.
The opera is really nice to go.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I have never watched Hamilton. What is Hamilton?
You don't know what Hamilton is?
What is Hamilton?
I don't know.
It's a story.
Okay.
Hamilton.
Hamilton is a very... Lewis Hamilton, yes.
Yes,
it's Lewis about his story in a musical, like, theater piece.
Yeah.
But there's also a book and a movie. It's like the greatest showman job. They did, like, every single version of the French.
Wow. So so cool, bro. Hamilton. Who plays him? Okay, so that's it's not even that lit, bro. What the hell? Well, you know what? Not even the point. Hamilton, Schmamilton, bro. The only Hamilton I know is Lewis. Hamilton. Not the point. But it's more about music. Right. So what can you tell us more about your upcoming music?
Upcoming music? Well, I have a couple coming out soon now. I have... two collaborations with rappers.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyone we know?
I love doing that. Actually, I really love because I listen to rap usually. Oh. And I figured I tried to rap before, but that's not for me. I ain't rapping ever again in my life. Sounds so bad.
It can't be that bad. Was it French or English?
It was French.
French?
Yeah.
What type of rap? Like,
I just don't have the flow. I don't have it.
Damn. What beat did you rap on?
Like a trap beat?
Yeah, trap beat. Yeah.
Old school beat.
Ooh, that would be pretty tough. I'm not gonna lie.
It was really bad.
Was your name still Kemi Jacobs? Did you have like a cool rap name?
Yeah. It was CJ.
Oh.
Okay. My girl Saz over there. That's pretty cool. That's pretty lit. But yo, but honestly, what made you want to change the genres? Like,
well, I since I'm a baby, I always been singing.
Right.
And I tried when I grew up a little bit more. When I listened to rap, like usually every day, I tried to rap, but I figured it's not for me. And I just kept on going to singing and yeah, I love singing.
I think it's cool. Do you have like a top five rappers?
Yeah. I like my French rappers, honestly. Like, I like La Five. Okay. So, you know,
right. I want to say
not.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm very young. Don't start a cap.
I'm not tapped in with funk and fun like rappers in general.
Yeah, I like La Five, Yeet, Playboi Carti,
Montreal rappers. Any Montreal?
Oh,
rappers?
I like Scanza de Far. You know them? No. I like some of my friends, Vamo, MB.
MB is cool.
Yeah.
MB,
you know MB?
Wait.
Yeah.
C'est le Uber.
MB, yeah. Uber. Yeah, he cool.
Sinon Kinjo.
Kinji 00.
Kinji, yeah.
He
was
really
on TVR,
cool.
Right?
Yeah,
no, he's really popping right now. Like, he went in France also. Like,
did he actually?
I think so.
Like, they built like a whole pass of like the French rap and like France rap. Just with the vibe that they're bringing, and like with Roger, c'est ça, no? Mm-hmm. Like, they have like a huge, they built like this group together, and now they're just creating this pathway for like Quebecois singers and rappers to go to France.
Yeah, there's like a whole movement now, like all over Montreal, that like there's a lot of Quebecer artists, like underground rappers and artists that are really like their music are really popping right now. Like, it's really cool.
I like that. I think that's
pretty cool.
It's a whole
movement, yeah.
Would you consider yourself to be more of a francophone artist or an anglophone artist? Would you say you're a mix of both?
Well, honestly, my dad English and my mom francophone, so I'm a, it's like 50-50. Yeah.
I like that very much. I think that's pretty cool. But yo, honestly, I think I saw Kinji on TVA.
Yeah.
But like, I remember
he had the grills, bro.
Yeah, grills for the list.
And like, yeah. I think they previewed his music, and like the crowd was crowding.
Yeah.
The crowd was like, wow.
Yeah.
And like, he was just.
But it's a style.
It's it's a style.
I would say it's a newer style. See, like, they did a performance at Club Soda. And that there was like a lot of people. I would say like 200, 300 people.
Damn.
And like there was, the tickets were expensive too. Like,
how
like,
expensive?
I don't know. I think it was around like 30 to 40 bucks.
Huh?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you're crazy.
It was full. With like, which one are the guys? Monsi Monzo, you know? Je suis geek dans tabarnak.
Oh, that guy. Bro. Yeah.
But if you know Monsi Monzo, you don't know Scanning ZNFR?
No.
You don't know like the. The song like,
hey,
voulait fly hors du pays, yeah. No, it's just me. Alright.
It's all good. Are these people that you're gonna be working with for the songs, or is this?
No. I would love to, no. The rappers are other rappers.
Okay. Are you allowed to say names?
No, it's all secret.
And it's from Montreal or from France?
Montreal.
What's up? Is it anglophone or English?
French. One is. Anglophone and one is French.
That's what's up. Okay,
yeah.
So we're getting
I
really
like mixing it.
Yeah, 100% best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool. But yo, speaking of best of both worlds, we're gonna be playing the other two songs, Negativity and Rouillé, up next, bro. Rouillé being the latest single. I'm super excited to be playing that. And yo, let's get it. 1690, we back at it.
So relieved lately, I've been doing stuff for me this week. Ooh, it's been a couple days, I can feel myself again. I'm finally
date. He made me realize I deserve someone that makes me happy. Ton regard me rattrapait, pas moyen de t'oublier. Mon amour parle pour moi, il veut que je te retrouve. De vrai, je l'écoutais. Et j'attends patiemment que tu réalises que je suis une perle rare. Impossible, notre histoire se finit aussi vite. Ce n'est pas d'hier que j'imaginais. J'ai tout donné, toute euphorie. J'ai même pas versé de larmes. Je pense que je suis déshydratée. Je te la donne et tu me fais ça. Est-ce que je le méritais? Non, j'étais là pour toi. Je te mettais avant moi. Fuck, je veux plus écrire de chansons sur toi.
To listen to country the whole drive.
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passion since 2012.
This is Noah from Wormy. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
1690, welcome back, guys. How y'all feeling? We getting lit, bro. That was Negativity and Huyi by Cammy Jacobs, bro. How you feel about that?
I be feeling good.
That's what's up. How you feeling, Marsh?
Feeling amazing, bro.
That's what's up. So it is my favorite part of the night where I ask the guest the quote of the day. You already know how it works, bro. The quote of the day could be anything. It could be inspirational. It could be hilarious. It could be both. It could be sad. There's no limit. So let me ask you this, Cammy Jacobs. What is the quote of the day?
Oh my God, I wasn't prepared for this, but
no one is. No one.
I would say, okay, I'll say it in French. Il y aura toujours des haters. Peu importe ce que tu fais, peu importe comment t'avances dans la vie, il y aura toujours des haters. Et dans le fond, il faut juste que tu continues à avancer parce que tu veux pas go back. Où t'étais avant. Toi, tu fais juste continuer à avancer. And il y aura tout le temps quelqu'un qui va être là pour te dire que t'es cringe ou quelqu'un qui va être là pour te critiquer, peu importe dans ce que tu fais. Mais en vrai, c'est ta vie. Tu fais ce que tu fais. Et tu dois t'en foutre de l'opinion des autres parce que ben, c'est pas leur vie. Puis ben, toi, si t'es content avec ce que tu fais, ben, you just keep going. Bars, drop the mic, baba now.
I wish I had like a soundboard. Honestly, I love that. I think it's really cool. I'm sure everyone can understand that. I think it was haters gonna hate.
Exactly. Haters gonna hate, and you just have to keep going because it's your life, and you do what makes you happy, and it's not the other people that choose what's gonna make you happy or not.
Exactly. We can't always depend on other people to like. We can't always depend on the validation of others.
Yeah. Period. Clock it.
Clock it. Yeah. This is all the time. I don't know. I don't even know what this means. What does clock it even mean?
Anyway. I don't even know either.
It's like type shit.
It's just
type
shit.
Type shit. Type shit. Type shit.
Like the female version. I like that. But yeah, no. Honestly, haters gonna hate. Mm-hmm. But yo, so besides the two songs with the artist, what could we expect? Like an album or an EP?
Really soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
How soon?
I have a lot of projects coming out soon.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, how soon? In the next couple months. So pretty soon.
During the summer or after the summer?
Well, the songs are gonna come out. Like the three songs are gonna come out in the summer.
Okay.
If there's no trouble with everything and the visuals and everything, but the rest, the album, it's gonna be soon. Like
that's
a couple months, yeah.
That's okay. So it's a whole album basically.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of people always have like EPs, but it's like a full on album. That's mm-hmm. really cool. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Is there like it's like a conceptual album or just like a regular album?
Regular
album. Regular. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And can we expect more like the mix of anglophone francophone mix?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, cool. I love mixing the both.
That's really cool. Honestly, I think that's very special. I feel like we need to have more artists who are very fluid with being English and French. I think, especially like in this province too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people, it's only English or only French.
Mm-hmm.
But and like a lot of people like clash with one another. I feel like it's very separated, especially mm-hmm. like the scene in general.
Yeah.
Like we've been to events where it's like mostly English, right?
Exactly. It's mostly English, but now it's like the French is coming up, but it's two different scenes, you know. So it's
we should
try to reunite them over here.
100%. But it's also just like it's not just English and French too. It's also like Spanish.
Exactly.
And I think it's very cool. I think it's mm-hmm. a very special melting pot of a city that we have, and I think it's very cool.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
But no, honestly, very special indeed. And what about this album? Can you tell us? Like, what more? Unless you really want to keep it a secret.
It's a little secret, not gonna lie.
Secret. Is it gonna be more like Huyi, kind of?
What?
Like the last single.
Oh, like, the last single.
Yeah.
Like the album or the songs coming up?
Like the songs, more or less.
Songs coming up. It's different vibes. I'll say there's one song that's not an Afrobeat, but like a little kind of vibe like that. And another one, it's really more soft and not country, but like...
Okay, so this album's
guitar.
Like a lot of...
Okay. Yeah. It's, I love exploring different styles of music. Like some people ask me, what's your style of music? I don't even know. Like,
it's
I
Cammy Jacobs.
Yeah,
that's style of
CJ. But but yeah, I don't. I love exploring new styles. And
is there a style that you always wanted to do?
Mm. Well, I always wanted to be a rapper, but not for me.
What about anything else? Like, you said maybe country? Maybe? Like, yeah, like a country type beat.
Well, I have a, like, not a country beat coming up, but, like, it's a, it's more like a calm, like, country vibe, but not like yeehaw country. Aww. Like, just, more like,
indie. Like indie rock style a bit.
It's really more soft. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I really don't know. Like, it's soft, a little bit of guitar. Like, like if you played a music, you could see like little birds.
Yeah. Very outdoorsy.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're really going for that summer vibe. It's about time, because you know what? The weather's finally starting to shape up. Today's been kind of cold, though.
Yeah.
But you're not. If you're in the shade, you're finished, bro.
Because it's the wind.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like the wind.
But it's getting warmer and warmer.
Thank God.
Yeah. Because I feel like in the winter, like, I don't know, like all these months of winter, I feel like all Montreal is like robots.
Like, 100%.
Like, everybody's like on their phone, everybody's staying at home, everybody in the bus is like in their bubble, going to work, having your routine, going home, sleep. But I feel like dès qu'il commence à faire un peu plus beau dehors, like if it's getting warmer, I feel like Montreal has so much life when it gets to like
it does.
All these events, all these like, I don't know, terrace restaurants opening, and I don't know,
it's really lively.
Cool. Yeah.
Like a city of festival.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. Even though summer is very nice, I have to come clean. I am very much a winter person.
Really?
I thrive in the winter.
Do you do winter sports?
I do skating. I also do, what do you call it? Four-wheeling. Comme aller dans les champs avec...
Ah, quatre roues?
Ouais.
Why? Why, man?
Because I'm the... Moi, je suis dans les champs.
T'es dans les champs. I dig, okay.
I'm in Laval.
Okay.
So like...
Patne just... Laval, man.
Laval represent.
Yo, Laval represent. That's what's up. So like there's like trails and whatnot, so we'll just like, we'll take it.
Oh, you can have quatre roues in Laval.
Damn,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now there's been a lot more construction because they're doing a lot more highways, so like they always reroute the trails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this year, for some reason, it, like even though it snowed a lot...
So you do quatre roues in the winter, not skidoo?
Oh, vraiment.
No?
But ça dépend. Because they do the trails like dedicated for either quatre roues or for a skidoo. Because okay. Skidoos, it's done very differently. If it's not flat, you're screwed.
Yeah.
But quatre roues, you can go anywhere.
Yeah. I do quatre roues also.
Really?
I do.
No way.
When my grandparents live, my grandparents, sur le côté de ma mère, they live past Quebec City. And, they live like in the nature, and like over there we how do we say that?
Archery?
L'arc à flèche. Yeah. They eat
Hawkeye.
They eat chevreuil. Like that.
So they go
hunt.
Out
to, yeah, and, they oh eat
okay, so it's like really, really
yeah, and they
Fish
on the ice.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. And they have a skidoo and a quatre roues. So I beat you on that.
Damn. Okay. No, I did the ice fishing for the first time this year.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
We caught nothing.
Oh, damn.
Nice. Yay.
Damn.
Absolutely zero. That's... But I love fishing, though. This was like my first time.
Your first time fishing?
First time ice fishing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's been like, what, 4 years, give or take? Yeah, wow. But like, usually what I do with my friends, we go to, not Rodden, it's Port Hope, it's Ontario.
Okay.
And we go salmon fishing.
Ooh.
And it's like, basically...
Is that in lakes or in rivers?
It's in it's not like a reservoir, it's like one of those great lakes. You know how there's like those three lakes that's in Quebec and...
Yeah.
It's one of those ones. Okay. I'm not sure which one it is. But basically that time of year during like September, they go upstream from the river and they get stuck on like this like reservoir. So all the people, they pay for like their fishing license, and after you can catch as many salmon as you want.
Damn.
So like we'll go there and we'll just catch as many as you want. I kind of
for free? Like you just have to have your license and you catch as many as you want.
Well, the license costs like $20, give or take.
Yeah, my brother has a license. My little brother, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He does, yeah.
But yeah, you can catch as many. Like, we caught 9 with Matthew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we
caught 9 big salmon.
Why?
Why, man?
Yeah, it was pretty casual. But, no, honestly, they were very, it take a while to reel in. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the one I caught was small. It was like, I'm 5'7", and it was like half my body.
What?
Why?
No.
Wait, hang on, wait. I do have a picture of a guy.
I didn't know salmons were that big.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're kind of big.
Got it.
They're kind of big. Like, it depends which ones, but it also depends what time of year, because sometimes they'll get bigger depending on how much they eat. Mm. But also, what a lot of people like to do.
What does salmon eat?
What does salmon eat?
Yeah.
Must be like from the bottom of the lake.
Yeah, a lot of algae, lot of seaweed. But this is the one I caught. It was kind of small.
Not as big.
Man, it's.
I saw the cap. It was kind of small. Like, yo, it was like, big.
How heavy? Was
how heavy? It took me like what 30 minutes to reel it in. And John was just there, just like, ah, wait, Matteo, Bessie comes to what? I'm like, John, help! Nah, you're good. Just reeling it in. But yeah, we are almost out of time. Is there any parting words that you want to tell the dear viewers listening in?
Parting words,
like final words or
final words.
Something you want to tell, make people look forward to.
Oh, well, like another quote or just?
Well, just like something like, well, I got like a new song coming out of February or something, or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, if keep doing what you like to do in life and, art is really good, every type of art, and it makes you express a lot your emotions, so it's a really good thing. And don't be scared, don't be shy, and just put yourself out there. And yeah, so wow, I really don't know what to say. But yeah,
when can we expect the next single?
Next single, like I said, in the summer. It's going to be a summer hit.
Summer hit.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll play it first thing. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So, yo, that was the interview with Cami Jacobs Rose 1690 on the come up. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you.
Of course, but we can't wait to be bumping your music all summer long.
Yeah.
This is 1690, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. See you guys next week. Peace out. Keys in London.